Talks break down, so no new TV for you. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 8th day of May. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, April was a strong month for job creation. What kind of jobs were created, and where were they? We've got some news. Americans love their burgers, and we've got a list of the top five burger joints by sales in the U.S. A new report says U.S. consumers are cooling off when it comes to buying an electric vehicle. Hey, you got an aging dog? New news about a drug to treat osteoarthritis. We've got the Wall Street Report, and companies are selling less, but making more money. How? We'll share. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us. Want to follow us on Twitter all day, all evening? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. No new TV for you as the writers' strike enters its first week. Sources say there are no planned negotiations and the two sides remain at an impasse. That means reruns and even cancellation of some of your favorite TV shows and a standstill to movie production. Strike watchers say that the general public won't see much change for some time. But as the strike wears on, the impact will be greater and viewers will begin to see erosion in their favorite shows. The last writer's strike back in 2007 lasted 100 days. So strap in. The Labor Department reported employers created 243,000 jobs in April. That was a much stronger number than what was expected. Yet, help wanted signs are everywhere, and the Labor Department says there are 1.6 jobs for every person who is seeking a job. Now, if you were with us last week, you know that one of the main reasons there are a lack of workers is because the United States has not replenished workers. In other words, America has been unable to sustain population growth since 1970. And because of that, and a crackdown on immigration, we find ourselves going begging when it comes to labor. However, there are open job areas, and CNN is reporting what they are and where you'll find them. Digging into the report, CNN says the bulk of the new jobs last month came from gains in professional and business services, healthcare, leisure and hospitality, specialized construction contractors, and food and drink services. In total, those five industries hired 165,000 new workers in April, and that amounts to 65% of the overall jobs added. Professional and business services, which include a wide range of jobs such as accountants, lawyers, and engineers, added 43,000 jobs. That was the biggest gain across all industries. Average hourly earnings for workers in that industry rose by 24 cents to $40.20 an hour. That is 20% higher than what the average private sector worker earned last month. Even though the jobs report showed a net positive gain, there were some sizable layoffs. The largest cuts hit workers who are involved in helping other workers get hired, like recruiters, career coaches, and human resource professionals. Across that industry, known as employment services, there were 24,000 layoffs last month. Some of the other notable job cuts were in transit and ground passenger services, where 8,100 workers were laid off, and building construction, where 3,600 workers were laid off. Transit and passenger service jobs include people who work within mass transit systems as well as taxi and school bus drivers. So what in the world is driving that decline? Well, get this. Commercial real estate, as you know, is under a lot of stress lately. Many employees continue to work from home, leaving an abundance of office building floors vacant. Higher interest rates have also caused developers to delay new construction projects. The major U.S. stock averages closed fairly flat today as investors wait for the April Consumer Price Index and Producer Price Index, which are on deck this week. Both are key inflation gauges that could help determine the Fed's next course of action in its battle against inflation. The stock numbers from today? Yeah, we'll have them coming at you in just a bit. Americans love their burgers, and recently, restaurant business crushed the numbers from 2020, that's the most recent numbers available, and listed the top burger chains by sales in the nation. And we're going to list for you the top five. Coming in as the fifth burger joint by sales is Jack in the Box. Now, if you're old enough, you might remember what happened to this chain back in 1992 and 1993, when an E. coli outbreak, originating from contaminated beef patties, killed four children and infected 732 people across four states. But that was 30 years ago. The company has certainly bounced back with sales of $3.6 billion. Number four is Sonic Drive-In at $5.6 billion. Number three, Burger King at $9.6 billion in sales. Number two is Wendy's at $10.3 billion in sales, and the number one burger joint in the U.S. by sales is, no surprise, McDonald's at a whopping, sorry Wendy's, $40.5 billion in sales, and that is a bunch of burgers. For those automakers who are in a rush to replace gas or diesel-powered vehicles with electric cars and trucks, there might be a problem. And that problem is becoming a rejection of EVs by U.S. consumers. USA Today is reporting that J.D. Power writes, in March, 21% of new vehicle shoppers said they were very unlikely to consider an EV. That was up from 18.9% in February and 17.8% in January. In contrast, the percentage of car shoppers who say they are very likely to consider an EV was 26.9% in March, which was largely flat for the same 3 months. Consumers are worried about charging infrastructure and vehicle pricing, which is dampening enthusiasm. Other reasons people cited for not wanting to buy an EV range from range anxiety, how far are you going to go on a charge, required time to charge, power outage and grid concerns, lack of services for repairs and maintenance, and inadequate performance in extreme temperatures. None of this bodes well for automakers who are in a rush to replace their internal combustion vehicles over the next 5 to 10 years or so. Hey, if you're a dog lover, this story was meant for you. Benzinga is reporting the FDA has approved Zoetis Incorporated's drugs named Librela for the control of pain associated with osteoarthritis in dogs. A January 2023 vet survey points to strong market demand for Librela in the U.S., with nearly half of the respondents indicating they were very likely to try the drug within 3 months of launch, and 75% at least somewhat likely to try Librela in the first 3 months of launch. Further, the FDA estimates that at least 25% of dogs will be affected by osteoarthritis in their lifetime, reinforcing the market opportunity for the new therapy. Stay tuned. Well, it was a flatline Monday as the major U.S. averages barely finished above or below the flatline. The Dow ended the day down by 55 points to settle at 33,618, while the NASDAQ picked up 21 points to end the trade at 12,256. The S&P 500 added just over 1 point to close at 4,138. Investors are taking a wait-and-see attitude ahead of the Consumer Price Index, which should help us gauge the most recent inflation percentage. Consensus is that we'll see another dip, but nothing is certain until the numbers are in. West Texas Intermediate crude, that advanced by $1.82 to close at $73.16 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this is all about selling less, but raking in huge profits. Bloomberg reports that airlines, hotels, and automakers are pulling in record profits by selling less and charging more, all creating more challenges to calm inflation. Hotel prices are up by more than 10% in the first quarter compared to last year, and sticker shock prices have also hit cars and international flights. The surges are the result of increased demand paired with supply chain and staffing issues, including the ongoing pilot shortage. As tourism season approaches, hotel inflation also remains a big Federal Reserve concern. Economists say consumers may not buy into price hike strategies much longer. And the option? Well, just like during the pandemic, stay home or staycations that don't cost you a fortune. Huge profits can cut both ways, it seems. And that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us for the business news headlines for today. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chapa Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.